Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to episode 7 of my show. I'm going to do another 15-minute episode. It's late, I'm tired, and I'm just going to get right into things. We last left off figuring out what happened to Wiccan, and now we are going to continue where we left off. I'll go back a little bit for context. For a moment, there was a slight upward twitch to Patriarch's lips before he went back to being cold and rough. Witty smart Alex like you are always the most fun to break. How about I make myself more clear, boy? You don't speak unless I tell you to. Is that clear? Yes, sir. Good. He stepped back in front of the entire group and addressed us all once more. Our unit is in charge of the rooftop. We cook, we serve, we clean, we do the garbage. If you're good, you'll get some of the nicer duties. You could possibly get up there and win yourself a girl and find your ticket out of here if you're bad. And when he said that, he made sure to look directly at me. You'll be stuck in the depths of the ship wishing you'd never been born. Do you understand? There was a murmur of yeses and yes, sirs. I held my tongue that time around, absorbing my latest predicament. I was being put to work, apparently, at some kind of restaurant. Not quite what I would imagine for slave labor, but it beat shoveling, lifting, and building pyramids with only my bare hands or something equally as obscure and crazy. Cooking, I could do easily. Serving food, I'd tolerate. Clean, no big deal, and neither was the garbage. The most intriguing part about that was his line about finding a girl and getting out. What did that even mean? Made me wish I'd stuck around longer with Chevelle. Patriarch nodded as if he were pleased with his work, and then he eyed all of us in line. He pointed at me and then at Justice. You two, I want to talk to. The rest of you are going to go with Kindle and Nut for the grand tour. His gaze settled on me. I hope you're not disappointed. I shook my head. No, sir. Good. He tilted his head for me to follow him out. Was I in trouble? Hard to say. I did speak out of turn and probably in not brightest of ways. He was right. I had been a smart aleck. And maybe he was going to follow through on his breaking me threat. At the same time, I didn't detect any negative vibes coming off of him. Sometimes it's easy to tell if a person is out to get you and make your life miserable. Nothing about Patriarch's presentation suggested he was about to do just that. His body was too relaxed, and his gaze was as gentle as he looked in front of him, not to mention the fact that Justice was grinning like an idiot. There were a lot of things I wanted to ask him, but I held back because he had said to not say anything unless I was being spoken to. I got lucky the first time because I hadn't known the rule. The second time probably wouldn't go so well for me. I walked back into the metal hallway, and I groaned a little. I tried to focus on the sound of my own heartbeat, my breath, Justice picking his teeth, anything, so long as it wasn't our feet walking across the metal. Something about that noise was more grating on my nerves than nails on a chalkboard. How long do you think it will take for him to crack? Patriarch asked, briefly making eye contact with Justice before glancing over at me. Justice shrugged. I'm curious, too. Didn't think he'd take the don't speak unless spoken to rule so seriously. I rolled my eyes. You did kind of threaten me, just saying. Both of them laughed, and Patriarch put his arm around me. The group is one thing, just us is another. Okay, I guess it's an understatement to say I'm royally confused. Yeah, and we decided to be straight with you instead of giving you the shiny package they want you to receive, Justice said. I stopped walking and folded my arms in front of me. Okay, fill me in. Justice mentioned something about how we're in an outer space. Care to elaborate? Care to explain anything? You came from the mob, right? Patriarch asked. I nodded, and he sighed rather heavily. Well, Justice wasn't lying. You are in outer space, on a ship owned and run by a race called the Ox. I'm not sure if you've seen them yet, because I don't know how we brought you here. They're taller by a number of feet, thin, and the color of their skin and hair is slightly different. For the most part, they're a lot like us. No weird superpowers to show off, but a buttload of technology. As I listened to him, I had to pinch myself to make sure I wasn't dreaming. Honestly, if I hadn't seen one of these Aquavans with my own eyes, and if I wasn't inside of something that resembled a spaceship, I probably would have laughed in his face. Evidence spoke louder than the logic inside of my head. And really, who's to say aliens weren't plausible to begin with? The universe is huge, so it made sense to have other life out there, somewhere. What I didn't understand, however, was why these aliens decided to come here to our planet. More importantly, why were we taken from home? Both Patriarch and Justice watched me, their gazes following my every move. When I scratched my nose, their gaze trailed from the journey my hand took from my side to my face. from my side to my face. What? I finally asked, when neither of them said anything for what felt like an awfully long time. Just trying to figure out what your reaction needs, Patriarch said. He nodded at Justice. You're right about the meltdown thing. Shaking my head, I leaned back against the wall of the hallway. You're expecting me to freak out and demand to be brought home again, cry for my mom, because that's not going to happen. I was smarter than that. No amount of crying would make me feel any better. Neither would my mom, for that matter. They both shrugged. Patriarch waved for us to keep walking. Your lack of skepticism is kind of concerning, too. I put two and two together because of the scenery. I'm a smart cookie. Which is why I pulled you aside from everyone else. You're not like a normal newbie, and I don't know if I should worry or be excited. Worried because you could snap and do something crazy. Excited because that means you might have a level head to work with and a brain for a change. Most of the guys who come down to the pit, as we like to call it, aren't all too bright or have some pretty serious anger issues, among other things. This is where all the bad guys and criminals and rebellious ones get sent. And so now I have to ask you, kiddo, why did you get placed here if you're so passive? Once again, I took in Patriarch's words, trying to understand what was going on by reading between the lines. So I'm in some kind of punishment program, is what you're saying? If you want to look at it like that, yeah. I laughed. Wow. Well, just so you know, I worked at the mall. It was attacked. We went into lockdown mode. Instead of waiting to see what happened next, I decided to try and get out. Someone found me in the back hall, and then I was brought here, wherever here is. Salvation. That's the name of the ship, Justice said. So many things I could say to that one, but I don't know if I can decide on my favorite, I mumbled. Salvation? Really? Is that what they think they're doing? Teacher got a little tense after that. They must think you're trouble if you were sent here, probably because you didn't listen to their initial orders. We can fix this, though, so that's good news for you. You mean you can get me back home? No. But we can get you out of the pit if you want. Or, I asked, I have a feeling there's another option. Justice smirked. You can help us. Chapter 19, Wiccan. I took a bite from my cheeseburger. It wasn't bad, but it definitely wasn't amazing either, probably around fast food level. You know, the kind where you're not sure if you're even getting real meat? At the same time, I've eaten a lot worse things before. Patriarch and Justice led me back to the behind-the-scenes area of the pit cafeteria, got a tray of food, and took me into some kind of closet. All three of us camped out on the floor, squeezing into the room in a way that was barely comfortable. Apparently, it was necessary. Once I started eating, I didn't want to stop. I had no idea how hungry I was until I actually sat down to do it. The others nibbled, mostly watched. I must have been one fascinating dude to them because they did that a lot. Justice tells me your name is Wicked, Patriarch said. Wiccan, I said in between bites. Close enough, I guess, especially since you don't go by your real names here. There were getting to be too many Johns. I managed a sour laugh. Or you're just a bunch of slaves, right? Good obedient dogs for your new alien masters. You got it. Those of us in the pit are essentially just that, the working force. The essential humans placed on the surface get to have their names, live simple lives, and basically enjoy the ride so long as they abide by the rules the Aquabans have put into place. And I want to be on the surface. Why? I asked. Because I think I'd rather just go back home again. Patriarch offered a small smile. If you decide you actually want to go home, then you have to do so by joining the surface. They're the only people who get the decision once it's time. Got it. I finished my burger and settled myself into the corner of the closet. And the surface people do what? Nothing? Justice shook his head. They work, but they have better jobs, more space, sunshine, that kind of thing. You could compare it to living in a zoo because the Aquabans are always watching and analyzing our behavior. Sometimes I think they don't realize how smart we are. Kind of like how we see monkeys, gorillas, and dolphins. We're just animals to them. Some of the surface dwellers even become glorified pets, Patriarch added. Paul. Justice said the name like it was a dirty word. His nose scrunched up in disgust and his eyes were piercing as he gazed down on his burger so sharp that he might have actually been able to cut it in half as if it with a knife. I noticed Patriarch shoot Justice a glare, perhaps in warning, too much information getting blabbed. It was too early to tell if I should trust them or not, just like they probably didn't know if they should be trusting me. For the moment, I let the obvious slip up go. Besides, I didn't know anyone named Paul anyway. Instead, I got back to asking questions. So why take us from our planet? That's not something I'm allowed to talk about yet. There are some rules worth breaking, but that one isn't. Patriarch gave me a sympathetic smile. Okay, so you wanted my help. That's why you dragged me back here to chat in the closet, right? I raised both of my eyebrows. Unless something else is going on, of course. The look of disgust on Justice's face was priceless, let me tell you. At least I was able to get a laugh out of Patriarch. I knew if I could get the guy to chuckle, then I was on his good side. For a moment, Justice grumbled and guffawed before saying something I could actually understand. We had the preservation movement on the ship. At the moment, it's kind of an underground sort of thing. Preservation movement? Of what? I asked. Our way of life, Patriarch said calmly. There was a sadness in his gaze, though that concerned me. Frowning, I tried to get him to make eye contact with me, but he kept avoiding my gaze. What do you mean, our way of life? I asked. He sighed. The Aquabons are trying to get us to adapt to their ways. Rather than respect our culture and a way of doing things, they're pushing us into a lifestyle that goes against most of how the free world thinks. The preservation movement began in an effort to keep as much of our culture as possible. Unfortunately, it is a touchy subject amongst the Aquabons, and so we have to handle it with care. They have a rather elitist mentality. So rather than trying to get them to let us go, you're trying to persuade them to let us live the way we want to on the ship, I said, trying to get some kind of clarification. The whole thing sounded pretty dumb to me, though. I mean, why wouldn't they be fighting to be released? Shouldn't that be their ultimate goal? Who wanted to be a slave or a pet? I certainly wasn't some kind of a dog. Patriarch laughed, nodding a little. Some of the life returning to him. You got it. For now, I don't want you to commit to anything. I can tell you like to assess things before leaping into decisions, and this isn't something to take lightly. 5 days. We'll talk again in here. It's the only place that isn't tapped. Everything else is being watched? I asked. Everything. I'm sure it'll only be a matter of time before the closets get cameras and microphones. The women have been able to keep it untouched, though, because these are considered love nests, if you catch my drift. Justice winked. Aquafons listen to everything the women just say, just about. Love nest? People went into the closets to get frisky? I shifted so I was no longer touching the wall, not wanting to think about all of the things that could be contaminating it. With Chevelle, I had talked myself up to be quite the porn star, but I'll be honest and say in all actuality, I'm kind of a prude, and a neat freak, and a germaphobe. I wanted a shower after touching that wall. Then it dawned on me. Are people thinking we're doing stuff? Now? Patriarch shrugged. Probably not, since there are three of us here. We'll tell everyone you were having a meltdown and didn't want anyone to think you were weak because of it. You're new, so it'll be believable. We don't usually ask new people to be a part of the preservation movement, but you're smarter than most of them come this way. I can tell. It was only a matter of time before you got asked a question. So 5 days we'll meet here, and you can decide if you want to be a part of the team or not. If you choose not to, I understand. You wouldn't be the first to decline, though not many do. If you tattle on us, though, we will make your life miserable for it. No matter what they promise you, the Aquabons can't protect you. Understood, I swallowed. So what are these Aquabons trying to get us to do, then, if not live like people? He shook his head. It's hard to explain without seeing it. I'm going to go over the rules, and then I should show you to where you're sleeping. You'll want to rest up before tomorrow, because they're going to put you to work right away. The days are long and the breaks are few. Eventually, you'll get used to it. Ticking off each rule with his finger, Patriarch gave me the three vital rules to surviving in the pit. Number one, you always, always, always do what your Aquavon supervisor tells you to, even if it involves doing something you don't agree with. They tell you to hurt someone, you do it. Most people will understand. Getting on their bad side is not the way to go. Ask Justice about that one. I glanced over at the other guy, who shrugged, rather innocently grinning. Patriarch continued. Number two, treat the women well. Some of them might be in the pit, but there are still women in Aquavon to worship them. Not gonna lie, a lot of them are bad news. They're here for a reason, but you don't yell at them, call them names, or get on their bad side either. I nodded. Got it. Finally, on to your sense of time. Oh, hold on to your sense of time. On to who you are. Got it, Wick? I nodded again. Sure sounded easy enough. Wick? Remember, I can't call you by your real one here. Remember? Right, but why Wick? Patriarch grinned. Because it's close to your real name, so you don't forget it. And a candle flame needs a wick to burn. I chose you for a reason. You're smart, but there's also a light inside you, too. Don't let it go out. All right, and I'm running out of time, and I'm at the end of the chapter, so I'm going to stop there. And you all have a nice night. Bye-bye.